mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number three of this Tuesday, the 14th day of September 2004 edition. We're going to go to your calls and get into some more news. And Stanley Hilton is scheduled, but remember, he's a very professional, well-known, high-powered lawyer in San Francisco and is in and out of court today. It's like when you get a congressman on, these folks sometimes get tied down to what they're doing. We had him on last Friday. He wanted to come back on to talk more. He requested it. He should be on sometime in this hour to come on to take your calls. And he's got the documents that the U.S. government carried out, 9/11. We now have that transcript of the interview from last Friday and all the bombshell information posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We were just airing the Skull and Bones piece about Bush and Kerry from the BBC and, you know, the good and the powerful that talked about, you know, being members of it. The only part I disagree with, and they didn't get into Bohemian Grove and how these guys are connected to other German satanic societies. They did mention a little bit. They said a German secret society. Yeah, it's a group admittedly in the encyclopedia called the Illuminati, and they have the same symbol as the Nazis. They love the Nazis. They eat off Hitler's silverware in the tomb after World War II. It's very, very serious stuff. Maggie in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Maggie. You still there?
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I listened last night to the rebroadcast of your program in which you suggested that listeners go and research Internet 2. This is in connection with the threatened shutdown of Internet access to free speech.
And what they're going to do is shut down the main Internet and make you go to a corporate Internet where they allow you, one of five groups, to have a website.
Well, when I did that, the first thing that popped up was the fact that there's going to be a big international convention in Austin of Internet 2, and it's occurring at the end of this month. I assume you knew about that, but perhaps...
I had read about it, but why don't you give folks details?
I don't have the details, but I'll send you the website. There is a website for this. If you just go to Internet 2 homepage, it even has a picture of the UT Tower on the front and something very innocuous about some wonderful wonderful demo.
Now, again, this is going to be owned by private corporations and private companies. They will certify you if you're allowed to have a website under their rules. There'll be no free speech. This is admitted, and they say the old Internet's about to die. You're going to be forced onto this, and you're going to lose all your websites.
Yeah, I've been fearing that for years. I've feared that they would do some kind of an end run, just as the commercial Internet we have now was built around ARPANET, and then ARPANET was separated somehow. But I didn't realize it was already here. So if people locate that website, which has, as I say, a picture of the Texas Tower on the front, then it also has details about the convention, including a list of the people who are... of the universities, well, of everyone participating. I just looked at the university.
Yeah, they're going to be the ones that run it. They openly say the Internet will die. You'll have to be on Internet, too. It's mm-hmm. We'll decide if you're allowed to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say to monitor and control and keep you safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. UT, of course, is a big porthole or gateway.
Well, yeah, they got $24 billion in their slush fund. They really run Clear Channel.
Yeah. So another thing, this meeting is open to the public, but it requires some kind of online registration,
Send the hyperlink.
I will.
To the Prison Planet webmaster link and send it to tips@infowars.com. We'll get that posted, and that's something I think I want to go to.
Okay, tips@infowars.com, and which is the one on Prison Planet? It says contact us, and then it says Alex at, and it's...
Yeah, you just click on that, it'll pop up for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will do that.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I thought that your airing of the Skull and Bones piece was very impressive. Thank you.
You got any comments on it?
Quite a thing to hear. I did catch the sort of side reference to the, or reference in passing to the Illuminati. He referred to it as a German club, and that is the Illuminati.
That's right. We'll be back.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into the third hour of this Tuesday Worldwide Edition. We had Stanley Hilton, former high-level congressional staffer, Bob Dole's chief of staff, went to school at Chicago University with a lot of the top neocons, did his thesis about governments using terrorism to bring in martial law, represents over 400 of the victims' family members and others of 9/11, has brought forward the evidence of government involvement and orchestration of 9/11, joined us last Friday, and it's such an important issue. We've got Stanley Hilton back on with us. We're going to go to calls early. That's one reason he's back with us, is to go to calls. Matthew and Brian and Stan and Tom and everybody, or Stuart, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Stanley Hilton, on your website, which, by the way, I just learned of and it is excellent. We have a link to it on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I notice you've got some information about Kerry Bush, Skull and Bones, 04. I mean, this shows the elite we've got, where they're cousins and, you know, it's all an inside deal. Kerry isn't even running a real campaign. Since I covered that in the last hour, before we get into 9/11, can you give us your expert opinion, working in Congress, being a high-powered lawyer, going to school with some of these people, what Skull and Bones is and why it's important?
I'm a Harvard alumnus, Alex. I'm Harvard being a rival of Yale, of course, two different worlds completely. So I've never studied at Yale myself. as I say, a Harvard alumnus, but Skull and Bones is a very secretive society which is based on the images of death and of people being buried alive and just very horrible stuff. It's a very exclusive club at Yale that only the sons and of the very rich and elite, such as Bush's sons, could join, Kerry also. And it's, and it continues to remain like a fraternity, a lifelong fraternity, somewhat like the Masons, although it's much more exclusive, of course, it's small. And these people, these individuals continue to, you know, cooperate with each other and network in the, long after getting out of school. I think Kerry is a stalking horse for Bush. I think it's like a guy who throws a fight. He's the kind of boxer like, you know, in the movie On the Waterfront where Marlon Brando just throws a fight. I think Kerry's throwing the election to Bush. He's not even putting up a fight. This guy, Bush is running against the ghost. And I think that the whole Skull and Bones mentality and the people in there and the elite are very much in command here to put an absolutely worthless joke candidate like Kerry is only against somebody like Kerry that Bush could lose. I mean, it's the people of the country have a choice between a gangster and a ghost, and they'll pick the gangster and the mass murderer just because he seems to have more substance than the ghost, and I think that's what you have now.
Well, it's clear that Kerry is taking a dive. My instincts told me Bush would win, but when the poll numbers went the other direction, when the Bilderberg Group said appoint Edwards, that was in the New York Times, a lot of people said it was going to be Kerry and almost convinced me, but I've been on record thinking it'll be Lord Bush. But, I mean, obviously you went to Chicago University and then Harvard. My point was is you went to school with a lot of these minions of this same system, and the real name of Skull and Bones is the Order of Death. And they admittedly do satanic ceremonies. And then at Bohemian Grove, which I've snuck into as old men, they do this. Stanley Hilton, if your neighbor was doing these type of rituals, would you let him walk your dog or babysit your children, the nuclear football?
Of course not. The Bohemian Grove is in San Francisco, the Bohemian Club, in fact. And I know quite a bit about it. And they have a grove about 100 miles northwest of San Francisco where they have these various satanic rituals. That's correct. But it's very much along the line. Many Skulls and Bones people are in that as well.
Yeah, it's an offshoot.
Pardon?
It's an offshoot, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've personally interviewed members secretly and found out a lot more. And then we've had some deathbed confessions as well. And Charlotte Iserby, former deputy head of Department of Education's father was Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones on his deathbed. You know, she woke up at the New World Order. On his deathbed, he cried and apologized and said, "It's horrible. I can't tell you what we did." But at least I think he repented there at the end.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys don't do that.
Right. Well, it's very much the sort of the elitist shadow government that are very much in control, the unholy alliance being government, corporations, and the military. And you have that unholy trinity going on constantly. It certainly was involved in 9/11.
Absolutely. We've got a Skull and Bones action there. For those that just joined us, recap in a nutshell the new evidence you've got of them orchestrating the attacks and what's happening with your case. Then I want to get into what you think is going to happen in the future, Stanley, and take some of these phone calls. Okay, we lost him, and he said that his phone was running down. Go ahead and call that back up right now. And he's also told us that he's been doing interviews, and his phones have been cutting out, so we'll get Stanley back on the line. You can read the transcript of Friday's interview with Stanley Hilton on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It was incredible. And I'd ask you to email that out to everybody, to post it on all the forums, to educate everyone. You can link through on the websites to Mr. Hilton's website as well. Okay, Mr. Hilton, please continue with just a breakdown of what really happened on 9/11, your new evidence, and then I want to get to some calls.
Well, yeah, in a nutshell, our view is that this was a government operation, that Bush personally ordered it. They had planned it many, many months in advance, that they planned to fly these planes by remote control into the the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and so forth, and that basically, the Arabs were patsies. They were just a classic decoy to divert attention to the real culprits here, and that the purpose was to create the type of atmosphere, political atmosphere of hysteria, which gave Bush the green light to go ahead and get the Patriot Act passed and to pursue this foreign policy in the Middle East, such as the war in Iraq and so on. And so it's basically a classic act of treason, and also heavily involves the Saudi Arabian government in that, and Bush's connections with that, allowing members of the Saudi royal family and bin Laden to leave the country just after 9/11 to avoid any questioning. It's pretty outrageous.
So we're dealing with problem, reaction, solution, and you've got the documents, you've interviewed the military people, you've interviewed one of the wives of some of the hijackers, they're CIA/FBI agents, thought they were part of a drill, and we know up to that point what happened. You've got the operational orders now under this national security order you found through witnesses inside the government where Bush ordered this, but you say you're not sure if Bush thought it was a drill that day. Can you speak about that?
Oh, yes. Okay. The government had several drills or rehearsals of this happening, and they were their codes and so forth were used as to when to identify the real one. Bush, of course, we know is not the sharpest tool in the shed. You know, he's not exactly bright. Apparently what happened on the day in question, this one card whispered in his ears, whatever he whispered, some of the wires got crossed. Bush perhaps did not remember the code or whatever. He thought it was just another drill. He later said he'd seen a video of the first plane hitting the first tower. And, of course, that's impossible because there is no video at that time. But he had seen was the drills, where it was a computer simulation of this happening. And the fact of the matter is that somehow their signals got crossed as far as Bush is concerned. And I believe that he made that mistake, which is why he didn't feign great concern. Instead, he sat there and listened to these kindergartners read a pet goat story for half an hour after the event, because he thought it was part of this drill that he'd been through many, many times before. And, in fact, many of the military people thought it was a drill. And so it's a complicated thing, but that's basically what happened. And the probabilities are that Cheney himself in the underground bunker was calling the shots and gave the final go-ahead, although Bush is the one that authorized the operation. Our understanding is it was Cheney that was totally in command in the underground bunker there, a bunker that's probably going to go down in history as infamous as Hitler's bunker in Berlin.
Now, let's break that down. For those who just joined us, and I know we're recapping this, but it's so central. Mr. Hilton, years ago on this broadcast, months before it came out in the Associated Press and the CIA announced it, said, my NORAD sources say that there was a drill that morning of flying hijacked jets into buildings in New York and D.C. at exactly 8:30 in the morning. And that's why they stood down, because they've been having all these drills previous, and they had a bunch of drills that morning run by the CIA. And so, and Dick Cheney was in control of it, and later this came out in the news, so they thought it was a drill. That's how the good people at NORAD stood down. Only people like General Myers were actually involved and rewarded with the Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff position. Now, so then Cheney is under the White House, then later he moves to Site R, then Bush flies out to Nebraska to a meeting that had been going since 7 a.m., Mountain. He goes to this meeting where the big Rothschild handler for Schwarzenegger and others, Warren Buffett, is meeting, and they have a bunch of CEOs, including over a dozen, who had companies in the towers and were supposed to be there that morning, but they're all at this meeting that morning. Bush goes behind closed doors and has a meeting with these CEOs at Moffett Air Force Base. Have you found out any information about that?
Yeah, well, the conspiracy that was involved here, including the government, involves so many people outside the government as well, some of the top CEOs who are going to huddle to decide how to handle this. And I believe that was the purpose of that meeting, to meet with them in that regard. As I say, the real interesting thing here is that many people were given clear indication not to be in that building on that day, and so they went to other places. Our understanding is that the original plan called for a much larger attack. They were going to attack buildings in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, including the Bank of America headquarters in downtown San Francisco, which happens to be across the street from my office, in fact. That was clearly on the list.
Capitol.
Yes. As I say, there was a problem that the wires got crossed in some manner, and so they settled for a limited, truncated version of the stunt. But it was originally intended to be at least on the two coasts, And
we got a break. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay there, sir.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Plans to carry out 9/11. The ENAC talks about it from 2000, Northwoods from 1962. And they've carried it out against us. They plan to take out the Capitol. They plan to take out other major buildings. We'd be under total martial law. But Stanley Hilton, you were getting into wires getting crossed from your research and your depositions. Tell us about that, and then we'll start going to calls.
Okay. You see, the way this works is a very complicated computer systems in this day and age, and they work on the basis of codes. Someone had made a mistake on the date in question, and which explains why it was a limited attack as opposed to a bi-coastal and a much larger scale attack, and also why Bush's bizarre behavior at that time. For whatever reason, and we're still looking into that, the plan was cut short, and only a partial presentation of this Bush production happened, the 9/11, East Coast only. One of the interesting things is the plane that was heading west and ended up crashing in what I call Camp Bush in western Pennsylvania. That plane was at least 250 miles off course. They claim it was headed for Washington. What was it doing in Pennsylvania? So that is part of it. My understanding is that plane was headed to crash into another building in the Midwest, not to Washington. So it was a much larger and more spectacular assault that was planned in many, many cities, and the wires did get crashed, so they were held up. So the Bush production of 9/11 was just a partial production. They did not get the whole show in, and that's basically what happened.
Now, last Friday, you talked about these national security orders and Bush ordering the attacks. Can you get into that a little bit more?
Yes, we have a document in which he personally authorized this event to happen, and I can't really talk in more detail on that at this point, but it is a classified document, and it clearly shows that he personally authorized 9/11.
And you talked last week about a lot of people in the government system now waking up to this and being very, very angry.
Well, the government is really a dichotomy. It's consisted of two elements. One is the political players that come and go with the elections, like the Bush administration and then, you know, whoever else, Clinton and so forth. And the other one is the permanent bureaucracy, the civil service system in every branch of the government. And these individuals stay there. They're basically lifers. I mean, they don't come and go with the politicians. They're permanently there. Many of these are the ones that are very appalled at what's going on and how the government's being perverted for political ends by these political players. And,
well, people aren't stupid in NORAD, and you've talked to a lot of them and deposed them. I mean, what percentage would you say of NORAD and other areas of the shadow government are fully aware of what really happened on September 11th?
Oh, a very small percentage, much less than 5% about being fully aware. I mean, and not only that, but there are these gag orders. They're forbidden from speaking about it. It's certainly not generally known. It's a very small percentage is aware of what really happened. And, the cover-up continues in many ways. As with Watergate, this is a cover-up situation in which the individuals responsible are making every effort to prevent people from finding out and prevent people from speaking out. So that's probably the reason why it's a very small number that really aware of what happened. Many have suspicions, though. Things just don't add up, like these FBI memos being, quote, discarded, end quote, thinking that might be incompetence when, in fact, it was intentional. It's part of a bigger scheme. So there are many people who have great suspicions. That's probably a much larger than 5%, perhaps 25%, but they don't really know. They are not convinced that this was a real government operation.
Because it was compartmentalized on these computer systems, shadowed by these drills of 24 other blips that were simulated, and that's public now. That's admitted, and we've got FBI agents saying they've been threatened with arrest if they tell you what they know. All I can tell you is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens, as FBI agent Robert Wright said on the National Press Club over a year ago. So this is all coming out here and there. But how many players were actively conscious and controlling these aircraft on the day of 9/11?
Well, you mean as far as the remote control system is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, how many people knowingly in the government apparatus were involved from your research and your depositions?
I would estimate the total of about 100. I would say about 100 from what I know. It could be a lot more. I don't know. But I would say at least 100 were involved, and in some capacity. The thing is, this is, it's like, you call this the Attila the Hun theory, I call it, because if you want to conceal, the myth is that when Attila the Hun was killed, he was buried, and they didn't want to let anybody know where he was, so the first people that took it out got and buried him, they were killed, and the ones that killed them were killed, et cetera, et cetera. That's how you do a cover-up. In this case, they're not being killed, but what's happening is that misinformation is being spread to neutralize and distort what has happened.
Well, they're right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years. Proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido or Fluffy has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I promise that you get a chance to talk to Stanley Hill when we take calls. We're going to take calls for the rest of this hour quickly for our guest at 1-800-259-9231. I apologize to callers that held so long to talk to him that have hung up, but we'll get to all those that have been patiently holding, Brian and Stuart and Tom and Mike and many others that are patiently holding there. Briefly, I want to remind you that I've made 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, a 2.5-hour film about September 11th, detailing what really happened, the facts. Part two of that is The Masters of Terror. That has Stanley Hilton in it. My book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, covers it as well. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. All of those are available from InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You're authorized to make copies of my documentary films for nonprofit educational purposes to spread the word and expose these murderers. Also, we carry George Humphrey's new video, 9/11 Painful Deceptions, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. That's $19.95 and comes with a free book when you order it. Also, we carry 9/11 Painful Deceptions. That's Eric Hupschman's video. And we've got that as well. You need to get all these videos and get them out to people. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Stanley Hilton, for those that just joined us, plug your website, because it's a great website, and then we're going to go to some calls.
Oh, well, the website we started is currently called www.deprogram.info. That's www.deprogram.info. And it's one of the newest websites that has a domain name ending in info rather than com or net. We're also going to start a new one called SueTheTerrorist.net. Oh, that hasn't been set up yet, but it'll give a regular update on the case and what's going on. SueTheTerrorist.net.
Here's my last question for you before we go to calls. We're going to move quick, caller, so get ready. Stanley, I mean, you're a very successful lawyer, worked for, you know, major senators, did a great job. Why? You were aware of this going to college with some of these people, this paradigm. Why did you decide to be so bold and go public and do this?
Well, because I know where this is heading because, as I say, I personally went to school with these individuals, Wolfowitz, Feith, the others, in the University of Chicago in the late 60s, and this was a constant topic and an obsession about how to turn the U.S. into a presidential military dictatorship, and that's the goal here, and it's a geopolitical as well as a domestic political goal. I think it's extremely bad, and it amounts to treason. I think Bush is a traitor. I think he's made Benedict Arnold look better than George Washington, by his logic, by the comparison. And I think whenever you see treason, you see a man deliberately murdering his own citizens in the service of a foreign power, Saudi Arabia, someone who's just out there to wreck this country in the service of the nefarious entities that he supports, then people should be aware of it, and that's why.
Now, I want to go back just briefly. You went to school with these guys at the prestigious University of Chicago. That's where this Professor Strauss was located.
That's right.
You wrote your thesis on this. I mean, this is what was this was the game that they later put that in the PNAC documents decades later. Can you go over some of the stuff they would talk about?
Yes. Strauss was anti-democratic, was very much elitist. The concept of the philosopher kings derived from Plato, and the University of Chicago is really an isolated, it's the middle of a South Chicago surrounded by black ghettos. The university is just like a place, a life of the mind, we used to call it. So you spend all your time thinking. And what the political science professors did, Strauss in particular, create this idea of a utopia where you'd have a dictatorship here that would have a one-party system that would spread militarily to dominate the globe and would support dubious ends in which Israel and the U.S. would dominate the world. Israel would spread from the Tigris to the Euphrates, from the Nile to the Euphrates, etc. And it would all be a utopia. I call it a dystopia. That is a nightmare utopia. But these people are idealists, although perverted idealists. And what was fascinating was how easy it was to turn the country into a dictatorship, because I studied the national security laws that had first been put into effect by Truman during the Cold War in the 40s. And even back then, in the late 60s, it was fairly easy to turn the country into a dictatorship if, in fact, you could manufacture this kind of a phony national crisis, especially the concept of perpetual war. That's what they've got now. They've got this concept of perpetual terror. They say the war on terrorism is perpetual. It will never end. Bush said 2 weeks ago it could not be won.
Now,
this is right out of 1984.
Mm-hmm. Now, David Rockefeller said we're on the edge of a global transformation. All we need is the right crisis, and the population will accept world government. Henry Kissinger said it publicly. Brzezinski said it in his book. We need to have terror attacks, helpful Pearl Harbors for imperial mobilization. The PNAC documents say it. Dick Cheney says it. And so really what you're saying is you woke up because you were on the inside of this in college with these people. You saw them planning it then.
Right, and it has a great allure. The idea, the concept of world domination has been a concept that people have tried to do since Alexander the Great, Napoleon, Hitler, what have you. Now it's probably far more possible than ever before because of technology. We have the technology to achieve total domination on the planet. That's the goal here, and it's a nefarious goal, I think, because it's the complete negation of any kind of human rights or freedoms.
Okay.
And it's just totally in service of these elites.
Exactly. And a lot of Americans want to wave their plastic Chinese desecrated American flags and think they're going to be part of this. You're going to be the biggest slaves, folks. Here domestically, we're going to be the slaves used under the draft for this war for global domination. Now,
And also the idea is to impoverish the American people. It's a Stalinist mentality. You keep them so poor and so desperate for jobs that they don't think politically. Like Stalin would have people wait 5 hours in line to buy a loaf of bread with manufactured scarcity. It's the same idea here. You know, jobs are being exported to China and India and so on, and we have people desperate. I do wrongful termination suits, labor lawsuits, and I see it every day. There are individuals in Silicon Valley that were making $100,000 a year. They're in the street now with no job. And that's the idea, to impoverish the people of this country and to make this a global slave empire.
And it's going, a global slave empire, it's going to accelerate. Let's go to the calls. Thank you so much for holding, folks. Brian in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
You bet.
My biggest concern right now, my biggest question, I mean, I've copied, I don't know, a couple hundred of your videos and given them out, and I totally believe in the cause. What happened to Flight 77 if it didn't crash into the Pentagon? That's my biggest question right now.
I don't cover, I mean, we let guests come on and talk about that. We don't cover the things we can prove one way or the other. We know there were drills. We know they created Al-Qaeda. We know they protected them. We know the hijackers worked for the U.S. government. We know the CIA ordered them to be able to be let back into the country. We've had the people that worked at Customs on the broadcast. I cover what I can prove. Stanley, comments?
Yes. This is the one part that has not yet been made public, but several of the planes that were involved, the one that ended in Camp Bush that crashed, was headed, I believe, to attack the city of Cincinnati. And then this other one that ended up, they claim, in the Pentagon, I believe it was actually aimed at another destination in the Midwest. My understanding is that plane may have been shot down and you know, the missile fired near the Pentagon instead. When the haywire went wrong, when the signals got crossed that day, as I mentioned, something went wrong. And that particular plane, as I understand it, was shot down. The location was never disclosed, but there's excellent reason to believe that a missile struck the Pentagon.
All right.
To account for that. But these two aircraft in particular were headed for the Midwest. That's why the first one ended up in Camp Bush in West Pennsylvania, nowhere near the East Coast.
Okay, real quick, anything else, Brian?
Just keep fighting the fight. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Let's talk to Stuart in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Thanks for the red pill. I just wanted to, I guess, the second plane to hit the World Trade Center did not have any windows. And Stanley, I guess first off, appreciate what you're doing. My question is, the people that you're representing, how many people approximately, what's their state of mind, the fire in their heart? And are more people waking up that did lose people in that tragedy?
I'm getting calls constantly from people that want to join the suit, who feel they've been victimized, because it is a class action suit, and it also is being brought on behalf of the taxpayers of the U.S. against these criminals who have wasted the public treasury on their garbage war in Iraq. Most of the people that are victims of 9/11 or have family members are extremely outraged. They're very angry at this government. They suspect that Bush was involved. They know he's lied about it, that he's tried to hide from any kind of commission. The smart ones realize the 9/11 commission was a sham and just a whitewash, that it ignored any evidence to the contrary, which is it was like a Stalinist commission, when the Stalinist show trials of the 1930s, where he would prove that every general under him was a traitor. You know, that's what it is. This is a show commission. It was aimed at blaming 19 mindless Arabs that couldn't even steer a plane down a runway without getting off the runway. They are supposed now to have carried out this great coordinated split-second timing attack. It's a fantasy. The fact that's really shocking is the mass media in this country are going along with this charade,
well,
and even looking at questions.
I've got an example of that. I mean, there have been a bunch of marches where family members by the thousands march around the White House with signs saying Bush knew, Bush did it, and they'll show 10 seconds of it on CNN or maybe an AP report. That should be top story. Stuart, thanks for the call. Tom in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just want to ask your guest if he believes we're going to have a terrorist attack before the election or there soon after, if there's going to be more terrorist attacks here in this country. I would like to ask the guest that question.
I believe there's an excellent chance that the Bush administration will mount another terrorist stunt before the election to boost his reelection chances, if necessary. However, if he's way ahead in the polls, because he's running against a straw man, John Kerry, a ghost candidate, if there's no need for that, they may not take the risk.
And I would add that the big attack is guaranteed sometime in the next year after the election to get the national draft in and to expand the war into Iran and Syria.
Yeah, I personally think my opinion of the scenario is if they need to do a stunt, if it looks like if he had a real candidate to fight against and the election were close, he would do it in October, the October surprise. However, it looks to me like since he's got a hand-picked ghost candidate in the opposition, he won't need to do it. He's going to coast to re-election. But, yes, I agree, Alex. Next year or the year after, the agenda will continue. They will then use the draft, and then they will start attacking Iran and Syria.
And by the way,
who knows what else?
By the way, every attack from World Trade Center 1 where the government cooked the bomb, trained the driver, Oklahoma City government attack, 9/11, every attack gets bigger. I think the domestic attacks are going to be radically escalated from what we saw on 9/11. Hilton?
Yes. The original goal of 9/11 was to attack the country in all four directions, not just the East Coast, also the West, the Midwest, the South. That was the goal, like four arms of a cross. As I said before, they only got away with one of the four because of the cross-up. The next time, it might be far more spectacular. These are ruthless, armed, and dangerous individuals that have no morality whatsoever.
All right. Does it answer your question, Tom?
Yes, it answers my question, and I just want to say you got to defeat the New World Order. And God bless you both.
Take care. Mike in San Diego, California. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry if this takes up most of your time. I greatly apologize to Mr. Hilton. Mr. Alex Jones, I've been waiting indecently to talk to you. You are an inspiration to me. And we shall prevail, just like you say. We will prevail. The New World Order, the people of the world will prevail, like you say in all your documentaries. I actually bought a copy. Dang, it's really hard, like, you know, bracing, because I actually got into the line. But I bought a copy of your 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and I got to tell you, you are the most impact. I call you the truth, Mr. Jones. Are you there?
I'm just trying to defend my family and my country. I'm just doing my duty. You're great too, Mike.
You know what, Mr. Jones? I deeply, like, when I first called and I got in, it just gave me heart disease. I mean, I greatly apologize to Mr. Hilton. I really don't have a question or comment. I mean, but you know what, Mr. Jones, you did so much for me. I'm only a 16-year-old kid out of San Diego, California, and I'm a 16-year-old senior high school kid, and I take your articles and I take them to school. And my American government teacher tried to laugh at me. But you know what? He shall prevail. We will get the last laugh, Mr. Jones.
Well, I want you to take the Zogby poll, the most respected polling agency in the world, to him and say half of New Yorkers think what Mr. Jones and Hilton think. So how do you feel? Thanks for the call.
No, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Can I, do you have any other calls?
Yeah, loaded phones here.
Is there a way I could stand in line and ask you more important questions? Because I just kind of call you just to get that off my chest, that you are one of the most important.
Okay, if you got a question, go ahead and ask it.
Okay, well, it's not really a question, but it's pertaining to Mr. Hilton's or Tom, the guy that just called from Illinois. From all the evidence that you brought to the 9/11, I can almost guarantee that there will be another terrorist attack coming. I mean, I'm only a 16-year-old kid, and all the adults tell me, "Oh, you're just a kid. You shouldn't know all this stuff." You know what? There will be another terrorist attack.
Here's how terrorism works, the theory and practice, where you go back to the Russian anarchists of the 19th century or to the communists or the Nazis. The idea is to uncertainty and to, it's like the hot and cold water, pressure release. They have a while where there's great for release and people feel comfortable and suddenly something happens. That's the way it works. The inconsistency, that's what makes people on edge. Every time you step onto a plane or get into a car, do you know if you're going to survive? That's what they want. When they have you in their grip with that kind of fear, you'll give them anything they want. That's how it works. These individuals are extremely adept at this. We used to study this, as I say, at the University of Chicago, the theory and practice of terrorism, and it's an art. I mean, it's
yes. Mike, thanks for the call. Let me just say this. The old definition of terrorism in the encyclopedia or dictionary is scaring people to do what you want politically, threatening them physically or physically hurting them. That's what the government's doing. Give up your rights or the terrorists will get you. Okay.
Right, and the uncertainty is the frightening thing. People want certainty. They can't stand the fear of not knowing if they're going to get on a plane and get off alive.
And FBI and CIA officers have gone public, and they've said, we've been ordered to issue fake terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria.
Well, I have evidence of that directly, where they just manufacture them. I mean, the Department of Homeland Insecurity with a clown, Tom Ridge, their function is to create insecurity, not security. They should rename themselves the Department of Homeland Insecurity, because that's what they really are.
Well, the Department of Homeland Terrorism.
Well, yeah, to create an artificial and phony. I tell you, you go around San Francisco Bay or any of the ports and you ask any Coast Guard person, what precautions are you taking against terrorists? Nothing. Anybody can walk into here and put a bomb on a bridge tower. There's no precautions. It's a joke. They've got two or three little float boats. If they were really worried about terrorism, they're not, because they're manufacturing it themselves. But if they were really concerned, there would be 1,000 You go to any port in this country, and you see what a joke it is. Any terrorist could come in there with a nuclear bomb and blow up anything, and they don't give a damn because they know that the real terrorist is George Bush.
All right, we'll come back, take a few final calls. In the final segment with Stanley Hilton, I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the new InfoWars.net has been launched. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Crashing with the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central during the day, back to 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on your local AM and FM station, and the global shortwave at night, 3210 during the day, 9475. A final segment with Stanley Hilton. I really want to thank you for coming on with us. Let's take a few final calls. Let's talk to Elias. And you're joining us, sir, from Detroit, Michigan. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm in Detroit, And if I'd like to talk to Hilton. You're right. What is his prognostication for the future, seeing as how we are down the road of Hitlerism? It was the 1930s. The plain fact is, nobody in Germany really came into opposition against Hitler. It took a gigantic massacre and the ruin in Europe, 100 million dead.
Well, let me say this, Michelle, let me stop you.
Go ahead
and put him on hold. The Michelle Malkins, the Michael Savages, all these people are promoting camps for the American people. Comments to that, Stanley?
I studied Hitler in great detail. I interviewed Albert Speer, his armaments minister. I was very close to him. I was one of the last people to interview him in August of 1981. Hitler had great charisma, and he was very popular with the German people. Right now, we don't have anyone like that here. Bush is a buffoon, and he doesn't have that charisma. But if you had a leader with that kind of charisma, and I suspect that the powers that be are trying to groom someone like that, I think he'd be exactly far more ferocious this year or that. But if you have a buffoon like Bush, I think there's a chance. There are holes in the wall, holes in the electronic.
So there's another Austrian who they've got that planned for.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger, right. His father was a Nazi, that's a fact. Then you have a real Nazi there, now being glorified by the media as some kind of almost being called a Kennedy-esque. He is married to a Kennedy, a family member who ought to be ashamed of herself for selling out to a swine like that. But he's a guy who, an actual Nazi, who's now governor of California, and they overthrew the democratically elected governor, Gray Davis, due to his total lack of charisma, basically. That was his crime.
And they're trying to get rid of the 22nd Amendment. And
they're destroying democracy here by these recall elections and that kind of thing. They want to wipe out any opposition. And what they did in California is basically a coup d'etat, putting in this Nazi.
Real quick, Elias, finish up. I'm going to go to Jim and John. Go ahead, finish up your comment.
Well, what is the prognostication for the future? It took a gigantic war machine to smash Hitler and his minions. Nobody in Germany dared to oppose him.
Okay, we're daring to oppose. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Jim in New York. Jim, go ahead. You're on the air. Jim just hung up. John in Colorado. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, two questions very quickly. First of all, Stanley, do you know another lawyer that's involved with presenting the victims and the survivors in Pennsylvania by the name of Phil Berg?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Have you worked with him?
No, I know of him. Every time I've made a call to him, he doesn't return my call, so I can't say anything about that.
Okay, you need to have him back on your program, Alex.
Maybe I could have both these guys on together.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
Yeah,
I know we're both very busy, but I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah, second question. One of the intended targets of Midwest is Sears Power, which is now owned by a consortium spearheaded by Larry Silverstein. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
That's right. Thanks for the call. That's a final comment. Larry Silverstein, in quote, a shadowy group of investors, this is Chicago Tribune, bought the Sears Tower, which they say is the next big attack. Stanley?
That was the targets of the September 11th attack. One of those planes that was heading west would have attacked that if they hadn't gotten their signals crossed. I know I used to live in Chicago, and so they're targeting these tall buildings. That was one of them, the Bank of America in San Francisco, et cetera. So I think that, yes, that may well be on the next that Bush pulls off. It's hard to predict what they'll do, of course, but my guess is there'll be more of these stunts presented.
All right, Stanley Hilton, God bless you. Thanks for coming on, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, we're out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Be sure and join us. Spread the word and go to InfoWars.com to read the transcripts. Terror.